Hello. Ukraine and Russia are accusing each other of blowing up a major dam, flooding towns and villages in Russian-controlled territory downstream in the Kherson region. Water levels have risen as much as 11 meters in the area. Thousands of people have been evacuated. The Novokakhovka Dam links the banks of the Dnipro River held by Russia in the south to Ukrainian-held territory in the north. It supplies water to the Crimean Peninsula and cools the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, though the IAEA says it faces no immediate risk. Charles Stratford begins our coverage from Zaporizhia.
Until Monday, the Kakhovka Dam held back 18 billion cubic meters of water, generating electricity and providing fresh water for hundreds of thousands of people, but not anymore. The most immediate impact is for the tens of thousands of civilians living downriver. This is the Ukrainian-controlled side. The river's swollen and overwhelming the banks, residents of the nearby streets being evacuated from the rising water.
I was evacuated from the flooded Antonivka village. Our local school and stadium downtown were flooded. The stadium was completely underwater, and the floodwaters were reaching the school.
On the Russian-occupied side of the river, the town of Novokakhovka is also under a meter or more of floodwater. Ukraine's president accused the Russians of terrorism.
The whole world will know about this Russian war crime, the crime of ecocide. Such deliberate destruction by the Russian occupiers of the dam is an environmental bomb of mass destruction. The world should show now that Russia cannot get away with such terror.
This is the reservoir upstream from the destroyed dam, and it is a vast body of water. We estimate that the banks that you can see behind me in the distance are around 25 kilometres away. The locals that we've spoken to here say that they reckon that the water level today has dropped anywhere between a metre and 2 metres. And we expect in the coming hours and days for the level to continue dropping. And on that basis, one can only imagine the kind of devastating effect that it is having on affected areas south of the dam. Russian officials gave conflicting accounts of denial. Some saying the dam had burst on its own, most pointed the finger of blame back at Ukraine.
In trying to prevent the offensive operations by the Russian army along this section of the front line, the Kyiv regime committed an act of sabotage, or a terrorist act. It led to the flooding of substantial areas and will have serious and long-lasting environmental consequences.
Before and after, satellite imagery again reveals the extraordinary extent of the deluge. The sluice gates of the dam have been gushing water since late last year when Russia ended its occupation of the city of Kherson and withdrew its troops across the Dnipro River. Russian forces kept control of the dam itself and have previously destroyed the road running along the top of it.
For Russia, you can see the immediate benefit in that you're stopping that connection for Ukrainian forces to get across. And also, I would say that if they're not planning on staying there for the long term, for whatever reason, if they think, for example, that they're not going to win this battle, then they would leave Ukraine with this long-term headache.
Ukrainian infrastructure has been attacked since the start of the war, but Ukraine's counter-offensive is taking the war into a new phase, and with dramatic consequences. Charles Stratford, Al Jazeera, Zaporizhia.
Well, journalist Yulia Shapovalova has the reaction from Moscow.
Russia's investigative committee has launched a criminal case into the destruction of the dam of the Kakhovka power station, calling it a terrorist attack. Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov has said that the destruction of the Kakhovka station is a deliberate sabotage from Ukraine. Therefore, all the responsibility for the situation should be on Ukraine. Russia rejected all the allegations of its involvement in the attack. He also added that the destruction of the dam had been carried out by Kyiv because its counteroffensive couldn't achieve any goals. According to Peskov, one of the goals of the Ukrainian sabotage was to deprive the Crimean Peninsula of water. Meanwhile, Russia's defense minister Shoigu called the dam incident a terrorist attack and that it was committed in order to prevent the offensive actions of the Russian armed forces. According to Shoigu, the Ukrainian army had launched a long-promised offensive in several parts of the front in the course of the last 3 days. And he announced that 71 Russian military personnel had died during those past 3 days. Maria Zakharova, the foreign ministry spokesperson, wrote in her Telegram channel that Russia had warned UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres about Ukraine's intentions to destroy the Kakhovka station. And now it's worth asking him about what was done to prevent the disaster.
Yuri Sak is an advisor to Ukraine's Minister of Defense. He says their investigation shows Russia is to blame for the destroyed dam.
Our defense intelligence already has evidence and proof of the fact that this was a pre-planned, man-made, artificial technological disaster, a terrorist act. And when the time comes and when the International War Crimes Tribunal is set up, of course, all of this evidence will be put before it. There are, of course, some parts of this hydroelectric dam which cannot be inspected by Ukrainian side because they are now flooded, and before that they were under control of the aggressor. But at the same time, I don't think we can actually have a presumption of innocence when we speak of terrorists who have been indicted already by the International Criminal Court. These are the same terrorists who are lying to us on a daily basis about everything, about the gaining control in Bakhmut, about their losses, about their gains. We are confident, and we have shown already that it was impossible for Ukrainian side to do anything with this dam. The destruction of dams, as well as other critical objects of infrastructure, is definitely a war crime under the Geneva Conventions, Article 56, if I'm not mistaken. So, in reality, you know, I've already said there will be an international war crimes tribunal, and at the moment, there are actually 38 states who have expressed their willingness to set up such a tribunal to try the war of aggression and to try all other war crimes.
Well, the United Nations Security Council has held an emergency meeting to discuss the collapsed dam in Kherson. The UN warned that hundreds of thousands of people on both sides of the front line could be affected. Both Russia and Ukraine used the session to blame each other. Our diplomatic editor James Bays reports from the UN.
The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres was quick to express his concern about the gravity of the situation following the dam's collapse.
The United Nations has no access to independent information on the circumstances that led to the destruction, but one thing is clear. This is another devastating consequence of the Russian invasion of Ukraine.
In a hastily convened Security Council meeting, both Russia and Ukraine blamed each other for the destruction occurring in a still evolving situation.
It is physically impossible to blow it up somehow from the outside by shelling. It was mined by the Russian occupiers, and they blew it up.
Russia's ambassador had earlier told me that makes no sense at all.
Why would we do it? And besides, the Ukrainians were threatening to ruin the dam long time, including officially. They were saying it openly to the press.
Ukraine's closest allies made it clear that while information still being gathered, the ultimate blame must rest with Russia.
But let's not forget the key fact here, and that's Russia invaded Ukraine. It is occupying the territory, including that dam it controlled. And so that's the important point here. Russia needs to get its troops out of Ukraine.
So far, none of the members of the Security Council have asked the UN Secretary General to set up a formal UN inquiry into what happened. And any such inquiry would be extremely difficult, given that the dam's location is still in an active conflict zone. James Bays, Al Jazeera of the United Nations.